So the main way, obviously, that students protest and the way that we've been dealing with for the last several years is they walk out, the student walkouts. There were a lot of walkouts in March and April of last year to both sort of commemorate the Parkland shootings and then also to protest gun violence and protest the lack of gun reform legislation as the students saw it. If you read these articles, you will see that the students who walked out in March and April of last year had wildly varying views on why they were walking out. But it was generally to protest that kind of thing. And I think a lot of school districts, both here in Texas and in other states, struggled with how do you deal with these walkouts, which is interesting because they all had a fair amount of notice that this was going to happen. These walkouts were not real spontaneous. Certainly the April ones, they were announced well in advance, and I think a lot of school districts had time to plan for them. And I'm going to, the Wall Street Journal said that 1 million students walked out in March. So it was a big deal, and it was all over the country. I'm going to kind of spoil the ending of my story and basically stress that the number one lesson you can learn from my presentation is that as a school district, you need to decide how you are going to handle student walkouts in advance of the walkout happening. School districts that react to one that's happening or one that's ongoing right now, those are the school districts that are going to get in trouble. You're going to commit viewpoint discrimination, or at least that's going to be the allegation. But if you have something in place, a policy in place to deal with walkouts when it happens, then I think you're going to be in much better shape. And I'll show you some examples of that as we go along. Now, walkouts, generally speaking, there really is not a lot of disagreement among the courts and even some of the big organizations over whether school districts have the authority to discipline students for walking out of class. And this is actually from a question and answer from the ACLU. ACLU. This is up on their website, and it's still up there today, and it says, can my school discipline me for participating in a walkout? Answer, yes. Because the law in most places requires students to go to school, schools can discipline you for missing class. But what they can't do is discipline you more harshly because of the political nature of the message behind your action. And I agree with that. I think that is the test. You can discipline kids for walking out. You can't discipline them because you don't like the reason they're walking out. And that's why it's important to have a policy in place on the front end so that you're at least trying to address all of these in a consistent way. So as a test case, I want to talk about a case called Madrid versus Anthony. This is a Southern District case from 2007. And full disclosure, I handled this case. Even more full disclosure, I worked with Marnie Collins-Sims on this case. Marnie had just relatively recently left Bracewell and gone over to Cyfair and was the general counsel. And the reason why I like this case is because the school did a great job of handling these protests. And I would like to take full credit for that, but I didn't get involved until the lawsuit was filed. So it must have been Marnie who was completely and utterly responsible for the great job that they did. There are a lot of lessons that you can learn from how the principal and Marnie handled these walkouts. Now, this is, if you remember back, this is back in 2006 when we had walkouts over pending immigration legislation. So now is not the first time that's happening. Back in 2006, there was pending legislation that would have criminalized illegal aliens more so than they already had been, and there were a lot of students who walked out on it. And those walkouts almost tended to be a little bit more spontaneous than some of the ones we've been dealing with recently. So here are the students, they walked out and a lot of the students who walked out in this case wore white t-shirts that said, "We are not criminals." And that was very typical of that particular round of walkouts, not just here in Texas, but all over the country. Now, when the students initially walked out, the principal asked them to return. The principal initially asked the students to return, and he took them into the auditorium, and he gave them the mic. And he said, "Guys, get up on the podium and talk about whatever you want to talk about. What are you upset about? What do you think should happen? What's going on? What's wrong with Congress?" And so they had like a little hour-long impromptu assembly, and the kids kind of got to say whatever they wanted. He then explained to them that basically, while they certainly had a right and they weren't going to be disciplined for participating in this particular walkout, that there were truancy laws and there were attendance requirements, and that if they walked out again, they might be disciplined. He also encouraged, that's probably what that last one said. Oh, no. He also encouraged them to get involved in various other things. They actually started a letter-writing campaign to Congress on these issues, and I think there was a club that was formed. So he encouraged them to engage in alternative avenues of expressing their views that didn't involve walking out of school. Now, this particular school, unfortunately, had a history of racial tension that was actually reasonably well-documented. It was somewhat of a unique school in that it was roughly one-third Caucasian, one-third African-American, and one-third Hispanic. The particular groups didn't necessarily like each other, and there had been flare-ups before. That morning or that day, the administration, several different sources caught wind that not only was a group planning to walk out the next day, but that there was a group of students, mostly African-American and white students, who were planning to show up wearing T-shirts that read Border Patrol.